Hello and welcome to Big Trouble in Little Podcast, your weekly home for all things entertainment. This week, we get to find out how we did on our Oscar picks. And let's just say they're
We
there.
nailed it. We
We nailed
fucking
it,
nailed it.
crushed it.
D best
Minus.
Oscar picks ever.
And other news in the entertainment world. But first, I'm your host, Joseph Lessel. I'm alongside here with Ricky Marcelli.
I had some sort of bit for Keith where he was supposed to be sad about something, and I don't remember what it's about now. So that's all I got.
I do
Mine
know
went blank as we started the show.
the
The
sad
sad,
guy coming
and
up.
the guy who's just sad that Red, White, and Blue did not win the Oscars, one Keith Sweatland.
Oh, that's right. The John Lennon one. I
Fucking, I
was gonna
told
pick.
you. Fucking told you.
I know. There's a few that I'm kicking myself for right
I
now,
told you
but I'm.
that. I told you fucking Spider-Man wouldn't win because they hate Spider-Man movies.
Didn't it win the last time?
It did win
No.
last time. It did. Last
Oh.
time it did.
Oh, well, that's bullshit even more because this was a better film.
So
Hey, everybody.
hey there, thank you, Keith. So the Oscars happened this past week, and on last week's show we did do a little pick'em, and there was
Wait,
23.
hold on. I got our bit. Al
Go on.
Pacino awkwardly reading the thing.
He came out and said that the producers told him to basically not announce the nominees and just go straight to it. Because of the fact, since the Oscars were 3.5 hours or so, that throughout the whole show they highlighted a Best Picture nominee. So they just went, go out there and say the winner, since we don't need to run it down again.
Very funny. I mean, there's nothing like the I'm sure the internet and X and IG are all having silly takes on Al Pacino reading that thing. So you know what? Just he did it. Whatever.
Also, it's like even if like the worst, no one ever remembers the presenters anyway. So who gives a fuck?
The Moonlight, that one was big.
Well,
It's
that's
the
because
same
that's a colossal
situation.
fuck up.
When you give the card to 97-year-old men, apparently
Warren
they can't
Beatty, leave
handle
him alone. Yeah.
it.
I did like some of the bits they did for the award show. DeVito and Schwarzenegger coming out together, and they think you're talking about twins, but really they're talking about how they both tried to kill the Batman, and how did Batman defeat them? And then they zoom in on Keaton in the crowd, and he's just mean mugging them, telling them to bring it on.
It was a good bit.
It was cute. It was cute.
I did
Yeah.
enjoy.
The
Go ahead.
Oscars were like wildly un I mean they always are. Unspicy, and it kind of worked.
I did enjoy John Mulaney coming out to do a nominee, but he just talked about the plot of Field of Dreams for a minute.
That was nice. I remember that bit.
But I think overall, Ryan Gosling's I'm Just Ken killed it.
Oh yeah, that was amazing. I think we were worried Jimmy Kimmel was going to be bo boring, and he was. But I think I liked that he was. It like it was nice. It was just like, hey, I'm just a plain Jane, old white bread, plain Jane presenter here. And here we go. Here's a couple of jokes.
He was a
Yeah,
tame boring.
it was fine. It was fine. He was okay. He did a couple of like cringe late night like oh orange man Trump bad jokes. But they're a little corny, but yeah.
Well, that was only because Trump was calling him out on Twitter, so he just took his own shots back.
Yeah, they have a weird the Jimmy Kimmel Trump relationship is very funny.
I mean, Jimmy Kimmel, weirdly enough, has become like the fight the alt-right guy with having
Yeah,
feuds with Trump and Aaron Rodgers.
he just takes the most like. I don't know. He's still annoying to me.
What doesn't annoy you, to be honest?
Lots of things. Just not Jimmy
Such
Kimmel. I
as.
don't know. Long walks, pretty flowers.
I think anything that's even semi actually popular, you're like, oh, that's annoying because you're that type
Oh,
of
jeez.
Oregonian.
Yeah,
Keith,
man.
you did send me a texts about your significant other having a phenomenal picking game.
She got 20.
Damn, good for her.
20 out of 23. That's what she like averages, though. It's fucking, it's so stupid. It's
all I'm
so
saying
good
is,
at it.
We'd listen to me, we would have had some more correct. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, we probably would have been closer to 14, I'm guessing. I think the score I got is close to what we got.
I also pretty much called the fact that Lily Gladstone wouldn't win because those type, because like they just don't give awards to minorities 2 years in a row because that's just not the way those old white men work. Especially to someone from an indigenous tribe. God forbid someone like that won.
Oscar's politics are so weird. They straight up do like make up Oscars too. I heard fun example of the like, that's why Saving Private Ryan lost because the Shakespeare in Love won because someone didn't get an Oscar the last year that was associated with a thing.
Like it's rarely like Best Picture is like 50-50 for whether it's actually about the best actual movie.
Or it's like, oh, this person deserves an award this year.
I mean, it's like RDJ winning for arguably an above mid performance in Oppenheimer.
Yeah.
Keith, what did you get?
I got 11.
Okay. Do you guys want to take us what we got?
Oh, I'm excited. I'm excited.
Seven?
I'm going to say 11.
So, I mean, I feel like we nailed a lot of the Oppenheimers, so.
Well, out of the 23 picks we got, we went 12 and 11.
Woo-hoo! All right.
So we did better than Keith.
I mean, we did better. Playing above 500, that's good ball. We'll take that every day of the week.
Yes, that's right. So for the awards, I will go through what we got right and wrong. We got wrong best visual effects because we went Guardians and it was really Godzilla minus one. And that's my fault because I think I was the pick 'em on that one. And
I did say it would be Godzilla minus one.
I know that was a good, and it was a really good, like it's a cool underdog story that they got it. And like that speech was like really like touching. I liked that moment. That was a good moment.
Then for best costume design, we picked Oppenheimer. I feel like we were split again, but the winner was Poor Things.
I thought we picked Poor Things. I thought we hated Oppenheimer and we went Poor Things.
I personally picked Poor Things. I don't know what.
We did pick Poor Things.
I thought we picked Poor Things.
I think so.
Because we're like, it's so right. Like weird and like, because we were all like, why the fuck isn't Barbie in this category?
Yeah.
And Keith was all like, Oppenheimer's boring bullshit. Yeah. And I was like, it could be because, you know, they love fucking period pieces.
All right. So that bumps us up to 13 and 10, baby.
Let's go.
And like, we felt like this would be like the jerk off Poor Things like award.
All right. So changing that to Poor Things, we got right. Best film editing, we did get right with Oppenheimer. Best cinematography, we got right with Oppenheimer.
We got so bailed out by it being such a boring award season.
Best make. Go ahead.
Oh, sorry. I'm skipping ahead. I'll wait till we get there.
Okay. Good, Keith. Best makeup and hairstyling went to Poor Things, which we got right. Best sound. We picked Oppenheimer, but it went to the Zone of Interest.
This is the one I'm kicking myself for because Zone of Interest absolutely had by 1,000 miles the best sound. Because like the sound is what tells the story in that movie, and it's like a terrifying story, and the sound is what
we literally picked Oppenheimer going to be like it's for the like
explosion.
Lack of sound, which when you stop and think about it, it's really fucking stupid.
Yeah, and I mean Zone of Interest or no the what's her now shit, what's the actress name in Zone of Interest? The Sandra Hüller is the most robbed person, I think, of the show.
For which one?
Best actress?
She was in two categories.
For which?
Oh, no, I'm wrong.
Okay.
I thought she was nominated twice. But anyways, she delivered two Oscar-worthy performances in three different languages this year.
Are you looking for best female for her?
There's best actress for Anatomy of a Fall. Oh, she didn't get nominated for. Sorry, I'm all over the place. For Zone of Interest, I thought she was nominated.
Okay. I can continue on. Best production design, we picked Barbie, and it was Poor Things.
I'm going to watch Poor Things this week. And I guess I'll make a judgment on that. But God, it feels like Barbie not getting that one is just a real spit in the face to Barbie.
They're both good. I don't know.
Well, the next one I fought to not pick for because you guys, best original score, we picked Indiana Jones and the Dial of Destiny, but it went to Oppenheimer.
Fucking, I can't believe it. What an upset.
So if you think of that.
I stand by our bit. That was a good bit.
If you think of that, that'd be 14-9, okay?
Yeah,
just
but
remember that.
I feel like that was a complete upset.
I'll take 13-10 plus good bit any day.
Yeah, every day.
Yeah.
We had to have one award like that, right?
Well, we did a couple in a minute.
Yeah, but that was for fucking jerk off short story awards. Who cares about those ones?
Best original score did go to Billie Eilish for What Was I Made For?
Wasn't that like the easiest to call award?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was the chalk bet.
Yeah. best live action short film. We picked Red, White, and Blue, but it lost to The Wonderful Story of Henry Sugar.
And we were up in the air about that. We were gonna go Henry Sugar, and then we were like, it's an abortion story. Nailed it.
Nah, yeah.
And we knew it was Wes Anderson. We should have known Wes Anderson was gonna get it.
Yeah.
Yeah. We were like, it's Wes Anderson, but then you're like, it's an abortion story. We're like, fucking short story, abortion story. Nailed it.
If you're on a Mortal Kombat screen and you pick Wes Anderson and you pick abortion, like I don't know who wins.
I think we learned Wes Anderson.
We learned. Yeah. best animated short film. We did pick The War Is Over, so we did get that W.
Fucking, I can't. I mean, Yoko never loses.
No.
Nope. Best documentary.
Still alive.
best documentary feature film. We picked To Kill a Tiger, but it lost to 20 Days in Mariupol.
Fucking bullshit. How do you not pick the one to kill a tiger? Like, that's so much more interesting.
Yeah, tigers.
Did we ever learn, is it actually about killing a tiger, or is it just the name of the film?
But let's just not answer to that and say yes.
Okay.
It's about Frosted Flakes. That's what
it's
not about.
Oh, what is it about, Joe?
The film centers on a family in India who are campaigning for justice after their teenage daughter was brutally raped.
Oh!
So, it's about Frosted Flakes.
Let's move on from that one.
best documentary short film. We picked ABC's A Book Banning, but it lost to The Last Repair Shop.
Here we are again, not giving a shit about book banning. Cool, let's go, America.
He should count as a half a fucking point.
Why?
Because it's no documentary shorts, live action shorts.
Sorry,
it's literally short. It's literally
you
half.
Keith, you can eat my shorts.
By the way, if we're going to like worry about how long the Oscars are, just put this fucking shit on the pre-show or something. No one gives a shit about these awards.
Doesn't like the Golden Globes do so, like a big
the
Grammys?
Emmys do.
Emmys?
The
yeah.
Emmys do. The Emmys have a pre-show where they give out a bunch of awards that no one gives a fuck about.
Then we go best animated feature. We did pick Spider-Man Across the Spider-Verse, but it lost to The Boy and the Heron.
I told you. I told you it wasn't going to win. Granted, I was like, the Netflix one will win because Netflix always gets a jerk-off award, but...
Yeah.
Boy and the... It's just... It's bullshit. Spider-Man should have been a Best Picture nominee. It didn't even win for animated.
I've been wanting to watch Boy and Heron. I gotta watch that one.
It's supposed to be good. It's supposed to be a banger. And the guy who won, it's quintessentially, it's the guy winning because of past art. And they're like, oh, he deserves his award finally.
Yep. Best international feature film, we did win with The Zone of Interest. Which
that was obvious.
I take back the Billie Eilish one. That was the fucking.
Yeah. Well, that and Best Picture, too, I think.
there was never really a question about Oppenheimer.
Best original screenplay, we did pick Anatomy of the Fall, so we got a win on that one. For best adaptive screenplay, we picked Poor Things, but really American Fiction won.
And that's what we wanted to win too, but we just didn't think it would. So that's actually pretty cool that it actually got its win.
Yep. Then some easy softball ones. You know, best supporting actor, Robert Downey Jr. Best supporting actress, Divine Joy Randolph.
Dude, she gave such a good speech, too.
Yeah.
I fucking nice. Want to see that lady succeed in so much. Now I love her.
Best actress, we picked Lily Gladstone, but really Emma Stone won.
That one was weird. A surprise. I thought Lily Gladstone was a safe bet.
Yeah.
It's weird because it felt like super offensive for her to win. But like Emma Stone is so likable that it's hard to like be mad at her about it. Like
oh, yeah. She gave
sometimes
an excellent
happens
speech.
In these situations.
Yeah.
Although speech being like, Lily, we share this. I'm like, Emma, that's not how it works. She lost. You won.
Yeah. I think it's like that. The way of the, if you follow award shows and stuff. And when it's like leading up to the Oscars, it's when whoever wins this award, a Golden Globe at Best mm-hmm. Actress, they're going to win, or, like the SAG, or they yeah. continue
well,
winning.
Won a
couple
and all, of those.
Oh, she won, I think.
Yeah.
Did she win all the other ones?
She won the early runs.
Yeah.
And then Emma started winning the later runs.
Yeah. So it was that 50-50. But then all of a sudden, it's like everyone, like us, we're like, it's Gladstone, 100%. Then, Emma.
Dude, I brought it up. I'm like, they're going to give it because they love fucking Miss Stone. She's going to win again.
Yep.
And you guys are like, nah. And I'm like, oh, fucking no. You fucking white ass Academy.
Best actor went to Cillian Murphy. Best director, Christopher Nolan. And as one, Al Pacino went, I see ya, Oppenheimer. Hoo-ah.
Hoo-ha.
Hoo-ah.
And the crowd went mild.
I think my heart
I think
Giamatti.
They were confused. I think they were confused about when, because he just goes, and my eyes see Oppenheimer. And like everyone's like, wait, what? Like, old but man what, again?
What does your brain see there, Al?
Yeah, I see Oppenheimer. Ooh-ah. One of the cool things I'll bring up is I like the idea of what they did, that they had like previous winners come out and do the talking of each actor or actress in that role.
It added a decent level of prestige.
Yeah. Especially with Nick Cage being there. That was sick.
Oh yeah.
But yeah, I thought that was cool. Like
Oh, that was what my opening bit was. It wasn't towards Keith, it was to Joe.
Ah.
That we're in memoriam right now. You brought up Nick Cage and it reminded me.
Oh God, did you guys watch the in memoriam part?
No, but
oh, it was
we're not
weird.
Getting a National Treasure 3.
Yeah, if you want treasure, go to Disney.
They had like dancers.
Keith is just stepping all over how sad we are.
Keith, you're ruining our bit right now. While
we're still on the Oscars. I'm still thinking about the Oscars.
We're talking about the Oscars too.
Mine's not
by using
bit.
Nick Cage as a vehicle.
We're not gonna get National Treasure 3. We never were.
Nah.
How fucking dare you?
We got the TV show and that bombed.
You,
so.
Sir, are just being so antagonistic tonight. Who fucking shit in your cornflakes this morning?
It's not our fault that you're
Uber
Eats
guy. I tried to steal the
Constitution
last week.
By the way, speaking of stealing a Constitution, I got one that was like spam text messages of like, hey, how you're doing type thing.
Oh man.
So what I did is I responded with like a paragraph full of one line sentences of movie plots.
I respect it.
And the first one was I tried to steal the Declaration of Independence. I traveled back in time to get my parents to hook up. I went into the Matrix.
When you put Back to the Future that way, that sounds kind of fucked.
Well, that's the thing about it.
I mean, yeah, but it's fucked when you say it that way.
I did a lot of, then at the very end, I was like, got that going for me. So,
dude, I've been getting weird phishing texts that's like, this is the USPS, like the United States Postal Service. We have a package that can't get delivered to you.
Yep.
Click this shady link. I'm like, fucking, I'm not clicking your stupid link.
We need a beekeeper, but neither of you guys get the reference. But yeah, we need a beekeeper.
I get the beekeeper.
I still can't get over the fact you spent $20 to watch that at home.
It was worth it, every penny.
I will
watch the world's stupidest movie that's also the world's best movie.
since buying the house, I've been getting like nonstop like scam, like political text messages. for nice. Like the past over 2 years, and it's just like, you know, why, God, why? But it happens.
And like, I see that shit, I'm like, who is fucking stupid enough? And then I see what percentage of this country voted one way 4 years ago, and I'm like, oh right, that's how.
Hey, just gotta watch The Beekeeper and you'll feel it.
I feel like Keith's in his own little world right now, where he really doesn't want to interact on our bits, and he just wants to do his bits.
Yeah.
No, it's the same. It's telemarketers. They take advantage. They prey on the. They prey on the weak and the old.
That's not what a telemarketer is.
It's a scammer. Yeah, whatever. Tell us that thing.
Huh. Seriously, old people who open links they don't understand are stupid and should deserve to lose their money. Our parents literally brought us up telling us not to believe anything they see on the internet. And now there's all these old people who do nothing but believe everything they see on the internet and click every link they ever see.
All the time. That's what I deal with all the time. So,
God damn it, old people and your brain rot.
But overall, we went 13-10. So, not bad for a group effort. We could have
been
a little bit more.
We're gonna ignore the fact that it was super like set up on the plate for us for like over half the ones we got correct.
Yep.
Yeah, that's true.
But I feel like we took some swings on a couple and hit, so like whatever. And then fucking Indiana Jones got robbed.
Honestly.
Mostly. But so we have a full year.
The 18 minutes of that movie I saw kicked. No, it didn't kick ass, but there was music.
Oh, you! But speaking of kick ass movies, I just want to bring it up now, Keith. You did watch Maestro.
Yeah,
let's talk about
the award winning films that didn't win awards. The kick ass series, but
nah. How was Maestro?
Staggering to think that movie got that's some like back dealing like horse shit. That was just literally a bad movie. It's insane that, like, that made it. I swear, it's Bradley Cooper made some deals. Like, that's the only thing that makes sense. He was so thirsty for an Oscar that he, like, buddied up. I think, like, Spielberg's involved with that movie. I want to, like, do a conspiracy, like, YouTube video about it. But that movie is so silly. And it's just like, oh, like, Leonard Bernstein was gay. Isn't that crazy?
So
that's just like, that's it's 3 hours of that.
Rick, would you like to hear the text message that I got from this man during the movie?
I'm now kind of understanding why Keith is the way he is this week, is because apparently he had to watch Maestro.
He had to watch Maestro.
Oh
so,
my God, it was
so
bad.
So he sends me a photo of the movie and saying, let's fucking go. So I sent him a Han Solo good luck, and then within a half an hour, he sent me a GIF of Hank Hill basically trying to shoot himself in the head with a water hose.
The Hank Hill squirt gun suicide.
Yeah, suicide. Yep. But Keith, you said I'm probably going to with bad attitude, but it's mostly what you expected. And then you sent me a GIF of a fat corgi saying, "Call me Scooby because I can't do this anymore."
Jesus fuck.
Then I responded, "How much longer?" Then you said, "Afraid to look. 30 minutes. I just switched back to color, so I'm in the third act." And I respond, "I believe in you." And then you respond, "Oh my God, there's still an hour left." Then he sent me a Madam Web GIF. And then you sent me how you're getting closer. And then you sent me the GIF of I did it. So
like the way you... Like the Jimmy Stewart, like 50s. Oh, yeah, isn't that funny how we talk now? See, oh, that's amazing. Let's talk to each other like this all day.
Yeah.
That's Carey Mulligan and Bradley Cooper talking to each other for the first 90 minutes of the movie. And Jesus. That's how they talk. And it's, I'm going to go dance now. Isn't that crazy? Let's go look at the New York, New York.
Mercy, man.
Yeah, lots of sea, man. So that's spectacular.
I did tell you that that movie is just about a guy pooping with the door open. Because that's all I heard about.
I can't. Bradley Cooper, like, whatever, he trained 5 years or something, had to do conducting. And there's just like There's like a 6 minute, there's like 6 minutes of scene where the camera is mostly at his face when he's just making goofy faces and like flailing his arms around. So
Should have
like,
gone to the Cate Blanchett school of learning how to conduct because
I
she
know it
fucking
made me
killed
think
it.
of Tar. This movie made me, it was like, this is what we, this is what they give us after Tar. Tar taught us that like conducting's silly. That's
Well, but
just
that people doing it are fucking psychotic but awesome.
yeah.
The scene of
Except not.
Tar threatening a small child is like, it lives daily in my fucking head.
Oh man, yeah, Tar, spectacular, spectacular. This movie,
Fucking great film.
not spectacular. That's it. And
Maestro
there's
is no Tar.
like they could have put like Iron Claw in or something for, I don't know. They could have given something else.
You could have been talking about fucking eating cum out of a bathtub.
Yeah, but like Saltburn would have been fine. Saltburn's more of like a, I think Saltburn's gonna be a cult movie in like 5 years. That's my prediction. But
You think those Gen Alphas are really gonna love fucking eating cum out of bathtubs?
well, and just the vibe of the movies, it's way more. Saltburn is far better than Maestro. And more entertaining.
So what you're saying is
Yeah,
Bradley
Maestro.
Cooper should have eaten more cum.
Yeah. Oh no, he ate plenty of cum in this movie. But
Oh, hey now.
and then Carey Mulligan, yeah, they try their damnedest with a dead wife bit. That's really sad. It was really sad. And they, yeah, it's just cheap emotions. Listen, yeah. Don't watch Maestro.
But it's on Netflix though.
Yeah.
Okay. Don't plan on it, so.
Okay, here. There's a moment, you know, the End of the World as We Know It, REM song.
Yes. That's
There's a
great. It
part where he
starts
says
with an earthquake.
Leonard Bernstein in it. There's a moment in the movie where he's pulling up in a car. It's in the like the in the 90s, I think, and they're playing that song, and it's they turn the car off right when REM says Leonard Bernstein.
Jesus fuck.
Well, I'm glad you're alive, okay?
Yeah.
You did say you do some bad things to yourself if you,
I
and I'm glad you're okay.
just want to thank my loved ones
Yeah.
for getting me
Kate,
through.
this is your award for not, killing yourself. Here you go. You can take that and I'll give you 15 seconds. Go.
I just want to thank Bradley Cooper for hey everybody, let's do the Bradley
Get the hell
Cooper.
off the stage! 15 seconds.
I want to thank my mom. Bye. Momstro.
We were just about to bring security guards out to drag you off.
You can't talk over the play and you outspeed
You
music?
yelling,
Jesus.
you constantly just yelling maestro would be the end of your night. Maestro!
Maestro,
Fucking
maestro.
being pulled away, dragged off the stage. Oh, well,
Yeah, it was an experience. I did it. It's behind me.
I'm glad. So what's in front of you, Keith, is that we have on Mario Day, they announced that there's going to be a new Mario movie in 2025 or
Thought it was
26.
six.
26, yeah.
A new
Because literally, they
26.
announced nothing. They're like, there's gonna be a new movie.
Yeah,
We're
new
working on
movie.
it.
We're working on it, but it's in a year
No, they
or
said they're
2 years.
gonna start work on it.
Yeah.
It hasn't begun
Jesus.
work. They're gonna
Yeah, they
start
don't
work
have
on it.
the
There might be a
idea.
Mario movie.
No, there probably will be, but they're just not
Yeah.
I mean, there always was going to be. The
Yeah.
movie made
Yeah.
$1 billion.
Yeah.
And then announced like a day later that the Batman 2, Robert Pattinson 1, is pushed out a year. So that comes out in 2026 as well. And it's just crazy because it's going to be a 5 year difference of from the original one to when this new one comes out.
For a fucking alternate universe. There's three separate universes for Batman in the movie world alone right now. Because it'll be the new fucking Gunverse.
Yep.
They should probably think of a different. The James
It's
Gunverse?
DC. It's the DCE.
No. No, because you've already done that and you fucking shut it down.
It's called like the DC universe now or something. It's just not DCEU.
And then you've got the fucking Lady Gaga as singing fucking bullshit Harley Quinn Joker series. And and now fucking the Batman. I can't believe they're just not encompassing the Batman into the Gunverse.
Yeah.
And George Clooney at the end of Flash.
Oh yeah, George Clooney was at the end of Flash.
It's not a thing.
I don't appreciate you reminding me so much about that. I've tried to block so much of that movie out, and you keep wanting to remind me about it.
The part that always sticks with me is Michael Keaton just in 1 second calling out, like saying the quiet part loud, but multiverses are stupid. It's just a bowl of spaghetti. That's the part I always think about in that movie. It's like, yeah, multiverses are kind of stupid.
Hey, is that even technically not like the first two Batman movies, Keaton? It's like a completely different Keaton.
I don't know.
I think it's the sequel.
I think Joe only likes The Flash because it fucking canonized for the short time period Nick Cage's Superman.
That's true. But the one thing I know The Flash bomb, but I know the one thing it really took away from us was another Michael Keaton Batman movie, because it was supposed to be Batman Beyond.
Dude, yeah, it was going to be Keaton Beyond. That's what the fucking Batgirl movie was going to be building towards.
Yeah. So that Warner Brothers fucked us on that one. I hope they still
Batman
do it.
Batman Beyond movie? Fucking God, jerk me off so hard. WB.
I hope they still do it because it's James Gunn now, so hopefully, but Keaton said that he would come back, so fingers crossed. Because
what WB basically did, it was like, really sexy talk me, and then right at the moment where stuff was going to start getting hot, they whipped out some sandpaper and just scrubbed my dick down. So it's about fucking WB does nowadays.
Yep. So we have the Batman in 2 years, but then starting this summer, Peacemaker season 2, which finally is going to start being made, will be being filmed. Then they said that the Peacemaker season 2 will be canon with the new universe.
When does Peacemaker 1 come out?
Peacemaker 1.
2022.
Oh, it wasn't that long ago.
Yeah, 2022.
It feels like we have another season. I feel like that might be a writer's strike victim. I feel like we should be having that this summer.
No, I'm pretty sure it was the collapse of their current universe that delayed those type of
things.
That
also. But like, man, you can't be waiting 4 years or 3 years after a season of a TV show. Like,
I mean, technically, they're not waiting for any TV show anymore because what they've done already no longer counts.
Yeah.
So like, are we getting... That's what my confusion over this is. So you've decanonized the movie and series, which basically set up who he is as a character.
Well, no, it's just season 2, like in real life, like.
But it's all decanonized, so like they're gonna canonize it into their new series, and their new fucking built stuff. So it's just like, is that one chick not gonna be dead?
Are they gonna do some like dumb fourth wall shit where they're like, I don't know who you people are. We're meeting for the first time.
Maybe.
I don't know.
That's the only way it works is because Peacemaker's kind of winky, like in general, with the dance number at the start, and like the only way is to get winky and cute.
Is Waller are we getting a different Waller now and a different Waller's daughter now, or like what the fuck are we doing? Like, it's all fucking stupid. Like I get it. I loved Peacemaker. It was fucking awesome. But this is such a weird thing to do now, to be like, hey, that thing it was attached to, that's gone, but we're gonna continue it with the season 2. But it's not going to be connected to anything we've done already.
I don't know. If they just give me more Peacemaker, I'm fine with that.
Yeah. So
maybe
we'll
get more naked John Cena, just like at the Oscars.
It's the Illuminati, dude. That was his, I don't know, something to Illuminati.
Have you seen the backstage pictures? Like, he obviously wasn't actually naked. He was wearing like a weird, like,
color skin
piece thing. Yeah. But even still, I'm like, that's barely covering his junk.
Yeah, that was a barely, yeah.
Like, impressive. Jesus Christ, that is some ball. Like, I get it, you're John Cena and you're cut AF. But, like, still, there's plenty of people who wouldn't have the balls to do something like that.
I'm just surprised that all we saw was a floating envelope on stage.
I mean, yeah, that's true. How did they fucking pull that off?
Yeah, magic, man.
Have you seen, there's a really good bit where he's getting interviewed and the person asks him, like, what have you ever lied about? And he's like, people can see me. Everyone can see me all the time.
Yeah.
That's funny.
Damn it,
that's
funny.
That's one of my favorite memes of the, where are you? I'm the ICU. What? Like, just, you know, what? You can see? So yeah, Peacemaker's doing all that fun stuff. So it's all confusion, head scratching to, because
God,
what,
because
what James, what James, what Gunn wants to do with the new universe is, if you are playing the actor in the cartoon, he wants you to be the actor in real life as well. So he wants that cross branding of, like, it's the same person for everything that they do.
Cool.
Starting in April, all 8 Spider-Man movies will be released once a week.
I saw that.
So on
getting
April,
4K versions of the Spider-Man movies.
So on April 15th is the Spider-Man 2002, which you can go back and listen to on Fake Movie Experts. And then it goes all the way to No Way Home. Once a week.
On, like, what do you mean release? Oh,
in theaters.
Oh.
I think they're also getting specialized steelbook releases or something. Like, some sort of, like, physical media release is accompanying that. It might be a collection. There might be a new collection coming out. I think I saw.
That's cool news for all the Spider-Heads out there.
I think the collection is the first 5 movies. It won't include the Marvel movies, but it'll be. Oh, and then fucking what's his name apparently came out and said he wants to do another movie.
Sam Raimi wants to make another one.
Yeah, he wants to do Spider-Man 4. He wants to do a new Tobey movie. Which I'm sure Marvel's just like, fucking go away. Just go away.
Yeah, I don't know about that. I don't know.
As people who watched the Raimiverse not that long ago, I don't need another one of those.
No, that's why. Yeah, I this don't need it. I'm whatever. The Spider-Man stuff's not for me. That's why I like 3 the most when we did our movies.
Because you liked the shitty one? Okay.
Well, not because I liked the shitty one, because the first two were like just plain Jane. The third one was at least funny.
Well,
not
if you
intentionally.
See that. If you want to see that, Keith, that's on April 29th in theaters.
You're just, like, more proving my point of who you are as a person over and over again.
Hey, I don't want to be reduced to just being a contrarian Spider-Man asshole.
I'm not saying a contrarian Spider-Man asshole. I'm saying a contrarian asshole in general.
Ouch.
You can defend yourself, Keith, but it's fine. You don't have to.
I got nothing.
No, defending himself would be sticking to the normal way of doing things. So
yeah, I'm not
going to
be like, oh, actually, Spider-Man 1 was like really, really fun to watch, and it was a good time.
It was
once again, not just a singular Spider-Man thing, but okay.
So you can go see all those. Raimi wants to make another one. I know, what's his name? The guy that played Sandman would return.
The gross. Fucking thing is Sony will probably fucking do it because Sony wants their own Spider-Man.
Yeah, I think
the Disney split right here is just making me giggle a little bit. That's kind of funny. Because they're not showing those three? That's not part of this.
What do you mean?
What are you saying? Those the
all of them from... are. All
no,
of
they're
them.
Doing
okay.
All of them in theaters,
8.
But like the collection they were going to release
wasn't going to
be included.
Like a steelbook collection, just be the Spider-Man and the Amazing Spider-Man. Well, because those, yeah.
And that was probably just like a releasing deal because like Disney still would own like.
Yeah.
But no, I don't know. They should all be out as one. They're all Sony. So they will be all 8 will be if they do a pack.
But it's not just Sony though. Because it's Marvel, it's Disney.
The feature, yeah, association.
Like with
the
an association with Sony. Because they're still technically Disney movies. It's just they have an agreement to release it with Sony.
Yeah, it's that Disney helps more with the Spider-Man plot because it will help with whatever movies they're going to be doing. Instead
Yeah.
of like Madam Web, go do it yourself. We won't touch it. Do whatever you want.
Although supposedly, like, not Toby,
Garfield?
Holland is in Madame Web. Like, there's some sort of reference in that movie to Holland. I'm just telling you what the internet told me. I've had
Yeah.
opportunities to go see Madame Web, and I'm like, I'm just gonna wait till it's on streaming.
You're missing out, brother. Right,
It's
Keith?
very good. It's very good.
Yeah, 5 stars.
Yeah.
Out of 20.
Nah, 100. If you want
Jesus.
to, you know.
I'll tell you what, it's 0 stars if you don't, if you're not, aren't interested in laughing at it.
I mean, didn't even one of the actresses basically, like, on the
All of
movie
them.
tour just start
All
tearing
of
it
them.
apart?
Sydney Sweeney was on SNL and she ripped it on her in her monologue. Dakota Johnson's come out and basically said that she's never going to do a movie like that again.
Didn't wasn't one of them be like, I thought I was doing a Marvel or doing a
S
Disney movie?
Sweeney thought she was going to be part of the MCU, but not really. She's come out and basically said like I'm an actress. I got hired on to do the movie. I don't care if it bombs or not. I was just hired on to do my role.
That's a really bad look for your career, by the way. Don't just do things. That's how you end a career. Unless you're like enough talented to bring it back.
She's not.
So yeah, but everybody's just bombing on the damn show, on the damn movie, so.
I mean, when's the last time Sony released a movie in that universe that actually was like well received?
Besides Morbius,
I fucking hate you.
was
As
it
much as Keith
Morbius?
loves the Venom movies, they are not well received movies.
I think Venom 1 got well received. Like that was it. Besides Morbius, but I think Venom 1 got well received. They thought, let me check something.
I'm pretty sure I remember it being a mixed review for that one. But there were people who really liked it, but there were also enough people who were like, this fucking sucked.
Looks like 57 for Venom 2.
Oh, maybe you might be right. That website gave it a 4.
Out of 10?
Yes.
Okay.
Run.
I'm not saying there's not people who like those, Keith, but like it's not an overall, like, critique-wise well-received movie.
Hey, you know what movie I'm hearing getting pretty good credit received reviews? Fall Guy.
Ghostbusters? Oh.
Fingers crossed on Ghostbusters, but Fall Guy is getting some. It is a rom-com action flick that we need, I guess. That's what they're saying.
Dude, I need rom-com to make a comeback. And I don't mean straight to streaming shit rom-coms, because even those I haven't really been able to get through lately. Because like that one with fucking Kutcher on Netflix that you guys
Oh.
watched on Valentine's Day that one time.
What was that?
Like, I couldn't even get through that. Like, that was bad. And I like rom-coms. I'm a rom-com guy.
No,
But man,
the streamification of movies is real. It's
I need a new Crazy Rich Asians, because that's a fucking bomb
was good.
rom-com.
It was. Where are you? Oh, Your Place or Mine?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well,
That movie was just cringe to me and I couldn't get through it. It was
Was
a
that a Netflix one or an Amazon
yes, it
one? It
was
was a pure
Netflix.
Netflix.
We
It had
watched
the
it
Netflix
together, Keith.
camera. It had the Netflix visuals I always bitch about in that movie. It looked like a TV show.
Yeah, we watched it. I remember.
Yeah, we
It was
did. I remember. I remember. Do you remember when we watched that movie?
Keith, I don't know if, I mean, because you're a rom-com guy, like me, a little bit.
Yeah, I
There
enjoy them.
was, I think, I forget what his name is. I think it's a Josh Duhamel, but with Jennifer Lopez, we're like at their wedding or something, they get invaded by pirates, and it's a prime rom-com. It's actually
Shotgun
kind of,
Wedding or something?
yeah, that one. You know
Ah,
what?
oh,
Never seen it. Boom, baby.
not a bad rom-com. Sammy watched that one.
I didn't mind it. I thought it was a good rom-com. I also enjoyed the Jennifer Lopez Owen Wilson rom-com. I thought that was a perfectly fine rom-com.
Marry Me? Wow.
You know, I liked. I've asked Sydney Sweeney a little bit, but her rom-com was pretty good. But the Bag Hangman.
Oh
the
yeah.
No. The like, don't pit anyone but you.
Anyone but you. Yeah.
Yeah, that movie. Yeah, watch that movie.
Was well received, wasn't it? That was actually like
it got.
To be a decent
I think
movie.
I think it got mixed, but it did really well in the. In the
that's why
box
I don't,
because
rom-coms in general are usually like cheap to make and do well, like comparative in the comedy realm.
Mm-hmm.
Like rom-coms are usually like easy money makers, so I don't get why we don't get more of them.
I don't know. It's
in one day, hopefully, we get a second Crazy Rich Asians that they've talked about since the first one came out, and we'll have Joe's favorite girl in it again, Awkwafina.
That's Keith.
Nora. Remember? Her name's Nora.
There it is.
She was in the new Kung Fu Panda, and
she played herself.
I mean, yeah, it's Awkwafina. She only
nah,
plays
yeah,
herself.
Nah, yeah.
She does the bit.
It was like seeing the fucking trailer for Garfield, which actually, I'm not gonna lie, actually looked kind of funny. But it's fucking Chris Pratt as Garfield. And I'm like, that's just fucking Chris Pratt.
I feel like Chris Pratt could be Garfield.
But they need to stop picking Chris Pratt to do voiceover work. He just sounds like Chris Pratt. He doesn't do voices. Because Garfield's supposed to be like, oh, I hate Mondays. But he's just like, I'm Chris Pratt. I hate Mondays.
Hey, I'm surprised they should have got the Bob's Burgers guy to do it, the H. John Benjamin.
He's too busy with the Boy Kills World movie.
That movie looks fucking good too. I'm excited for that movie. I feel like we're finally getting to like movies for this year.
The funny thing about Garfield's voice is the actor in the original cartoon was the voice that did Peter Venkman in Ghostbusters.
Oh, no
TV
shit.
Show. And then Bill Murray did the movie of Garfield. So it's like that little burst of those two actors being the same role in different ways.
Dude, that's a cartoon they should bring back. The fucking Our Generation Ghostbusters cartoon, that fucking was so good.
Yeah, the Extreme Ghostbusters is finally now getting their like couple seasons release on DVD finally.
I liked Extreme Ghostbusters too. That was a good one. Dude, we came up in a really good era of like cartoons off of like big ticket things.
By the way, I've been trying to do a deep dive search on the last good Sony comic book movie, Marvel comic book movie, and it may either be the Spider-Man movies with Toby, or it is, or Daredevil.
Yeah.
So listen,
it's easily Spider-Man.
Yeah,
I will make the argument for Amazing Spider-Man 1. I like the first
Andrew
Garfield. I liked
that
first one.
The more recent one.
That one was I actually think I liked that more than the Toby ones. And I like the Toby ones, but I thought that was actually pretty good movie. And then I never watched the second one because everyone said it was a fucking train wreck.
I still have not watched that one either. But don't worry, Venom 3, The Last Dance will happen. So can't wait. I think that finished
filming. I love
filming
the jokes coming off of that of being like, Jordan's fucking making a movie.
But like back to kind of thing for the Marvel Sony verse for MCU, you know, they did like these are the movies that they have ideas for. The Sinister Six, Night Watch, a character I've never heard of, probably in the Spider-Man verse.
This is Sony or this is Disney?
This is Sony.
No, that's what my bit was.
Okay, what?
Keith's bit to open the show for forever has been talking about a certain Disney branded Marvel movie, and we learned we're not going to get a second one.
I'll hold off until I see from other people than just one website. That's all I saw it from.
Those cowards, if that's true.
Supposedly, they're pulling back to quality, not quantity, which honestly is probably the right fucking call with what they've been doing the past few years.
They're gonna, yeah.
Again, yeah, and they even in that article, it's like the Captain Marvel 3 and Ant-Man 4 won't happen, but I'm like, that's never been announced. So it's just them probably just saying, like, those movies won't happen again because they
And
shit the
like
brick.
Ant-Man and Captain Marvel both ended. It's
Yeah,
fine.
you can
It's
do,
fine.
like, they can be more side characters,
Yeah.
but, like, I'll wait until I see from, like, a official news outlet that those movies are not happening, or
The most
Eternals
confusing
2.
thing I had was looking at Twitter and there actually being people upset that we might not be getting an Eternals 2. I'm like, who fucking liked
For
Eternals?
the love of God, they set up a
Probably
giant
like,
hand in the
was that
world
like,
where no one's
was that like
happening about it.
60% audience or something, probably?
There's no way it's that high.
I'll bet it's that
It's like
high.
well regarded. It's like regarded as the worst Marvel movie, isn't it?
So, like, IMDb, it has Eternals as a
God, IMDb.
6.3.
77 audience.
Jesus Christ.
So people liked it. We just didn't.
People
40,
love. I mean, that's
47
the fucking
was
actual
critic.
tomato meter is not good, but
Nope, that's
people love
Eternals.
fucking shitty sex scenes, I guess.
Keith loves three pumps and call it.
So
Well,
horny.
that's what Keith does, so Yeah, three pumps, call it.
some of us can at least get to 3.5 sweatlands.
Yeah.
I've got to be on a beach, otherwise it's two.
So they're coming out. These are scheduled down the line. Sinister Six, which they tried to do in the Amazing Spider-Man verse. Night Watch, a character based off in a Spider-Man movie, in a Spider-Man comic. Jackpot, another person from the Spider-Man comics. A Olivia Wilde directed movie, based off Spider-Woman, so someone from Madame Web.
This is the most boring thing I've ever heard, all of this stuff. Oh my
It's literally just going like
God.
Sony's just going, what do we own? I don't know. Let's
That is what
throw it at
it
a wall and
is.
see what works.
That's what it is. It's just them going here. Like, the only one I'm more interested in is the Hypno Hustler, and it's a Donald Glover movie. So he's set to star and help write, so I'm
It's
okay with
still
that.
gonna, there's something, I think enough of these Sony movies that come out that we know, like, the cameras they use and the like production for the special effects they use, it's gonna look like ass and it's gonna be written like ass. It's like there's no redeeming. It's not
They the
like
only
I don't even like care. It's even exhausting to like think about them.
Yeah, the only good, by the way, the most recent Sony good Spider-Man or MCU, it's Spider-Verse movies. Those are the only good Sony movies. And
I mean,
then
like Morbius and Madame Web have the precisely exact same camera and special effects work.
well, you sent me the text that the guy that wrote Morbius wrote this
Yeah,
movie. So got that going for him.
who
I
looks
like
at
him,
what he
but
did with Morbius and then decide this man should get another crack at it?
well, he did do the Power Rangers movie, which we did like.
They probably had to give him another crack at it. That's my guess.
Oh, like he had a contract or something?
That's, yeah, he
Probably.
must.
Yeah. In other Marvel news, the X-Men, the animated series, is supposed to start next week, but they fired their showrunner this
That's
week.
a bad sign.
All the rumors are is that it's going to be something bad coming out about him because it's not just that he got fired. His socials are all shut
All
down.
thing wiped, yeah.
Like,
I wonder
everyone's
what it
like,
is.
this is Disney cutting ties before some bad news hits the fucking airwaves. I
Yeah.
mean, stuff like this, it's usually either some sort of sexual assault or just assault in general. And like, Disney ain't fucking around with that shit anymore after the news that Joe told me too about the change in the MCU coming
Yeah,
up.
I did see a rumor. It's like one of those things again. I'll wait and see. But the rumor was that Keith's gonna be him. Ryan Gosling may be Kang. Another.
Okay.
I knew that'd be there. I knew
It
that'd
just
be your
feels like
next.
an ultimate grab of like this guy's getting really good press and we could use really good press.
This guy's so hot right now, you know. Hansel.
I hope Ryan Gosling doesn't do that. He's on a hot streak.
I think what I've seen is that he is signing to do an MCU movie. It's just people just went, oh, he's going to be, you know, my sources say it's Kang.
Oh, it's people like taking a guess.
Yeah. And also,
it's wrestling like dirt sheet guessing.
Yeah. Yep. Yep. So, but yeah, X-Men 97 comes out next week. Yeah. And Deuces, my dude. So, you know, that show will move forward on without him. One thing that I want to bring up that is going to grind my gears is we talked about it months ago that they're doing a Halloween TV show. And the idea is that they're going to go back to the first movie. So we're going to, again, start another multiverse universe of the Halloween franchise. Don't know how I feel about this being a TV show and how we're just going to just whitewash everything that we've done for the past 30 years. But again, it's the Halloween franchise, so they're going to whitewash everything.
It's just, if you're going to do shit like that, have balls and start something off of it.
Because of the success of 2018's Halloween and then the other two, Evil Dies Tonight, it's a Halloween TV show. No, we're going to do more movies. And it's like, of course they are, because it's a big name thing. But they're the only horror franchise that are trying to do something. They tried the Freddy Nightmare on Elm Street. That bombed. They tried the Friday the 13th in 2013 bomb, but that was during that time frame of the same. It's what Keith's saying. It's the same camera look. It's the same, almost not plot, but like same scenarios type thing. So,
and maybe this is just my vibe as whatever. I'm not keeping up on Halloween news, but I feel like the last movie kind of ended and they're about to enter like another, like we're going to let Halloween sit for a few more years. And then, in whatever 2029, there's going to be a movie called Halloween parentheses 2029, and it's like that was my prediction for like the Halloween series, is it's due for another rest. It's like just let evil die for a little while.
Evil dies.
It also
tonight.
Could just go away. Like it could just be done, and you could do something different.
There's plenty of content.
Well,
like it's
I
been
don't,
shown,
I don't
like with how
to,
well.
So.
Horror is doing that you can make original things and be fine.
Yeah,
like I thought the Sydney Sweeney horror movie looked really stupid, but I guess it kind of rocks. That was according to like two articles I looked at.
I just saw an article about how she did really well, but the like movie's meh.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure it's like bonkers. That'd be that's the only way that movie survives, if it's crazy.
Like, I still stand. I'm perfectly fine with things being remade. But you need to remake stuff that wasn't as good the first time. Like, if you want to remake a horror franchise right now, remake I Know What You Did Last Summer. Because, like, big enough to have... Oh, they are. I know they made, like, a TV series.
I think they're making another one.
And I think that's fine. Because, like, I think that series has enough name recognition without being like a well-regarded franchise to do something interesting.
The Faculty. They should do another Faculty.
Ooh, that might be too good a movie.
Yeah.
Is it though? Maybe that's just my memory of it.
It's kind of, well, it's a cult classic.
I do remember seeing that one in theaters. So,
dude, you know what could be baller if you take it now and don't fuck it up like they did with the Jeepers Creepers?
Yeah,
because the original Jeepers Creepers is two-thirds of a fucking awesome movie, and then they show the fucking like monster, and you're like, "Oh, this sucks."
Did you they did a third one, right?
Yeah, it was like a direct to streaming, and it was like they weren't sure if they actually had the rights to release it. Like someone made a movie without like having the full rights.
Oh, that's funny.
Yeah. And I think they had like the sister, the actress that played the sister, come back too. So it's like,
well, they couldn't have fucking
Justin
that one
Long.
Dude come back. He was dead.
Yeah,
he had his eyes ripped out. It was the monster's eyes now.
Yeah. But speaking of horror movies, by the way, Art House After Dark, they're doing at the Eugene Art House, they're doing Nightmare on Elm Street next month. So,
oh, hell yeah.
That's I'm surprised cool. that's never been revisited, even though, like, the
they
first
did.
One is can.
They did.
Did they?
With Kelly Rowland.
With, no, that's Freddy versus Jason. Nightmare on Elm Street had.
Robert Englund was in it, I thought.
No, he was not. It was. The guy that played Warshak in
I know I watched
Watchmen.
It.
It was like what's her name? Girl on a Train.
2010.
Yeah. Jackie Earle
just,
Haley.
Oh, these motherfuckers. It's just called A Nightmare on Elm Street, parentheses 2010.
Yeah. Rooney Mara is and it's Jackie Earle Haley's Freddy Krueger. Yeah, this was just a
14% on Rotten Tomatoes.
Yeah.
Jesus. So. Okay, you could probably do a new remake then.
Yeah. Yeah. You can do one. But again, this when this came out, this was the time frame that they were doing. Let's do all the remakes. So they did Friday the 13th with the people from one of the guy actors from Supernatural. And
well, it was
just
like the horror genre was taking off, so all the big branded IPs were like, fucking, we got to get in on this.
Yep, and then it
I'm surprised none of
good.
Them have, like, gone to Jordan Peele and been like, here is a Brinks truck worth of cash. Turn our IP into gold like you do with all your other movies. Or maybe they have, and he just has, like, he's like, I'm rich, and I like what my name, I like my name being attached to good things.
Hmm. But you know, they could do remakes for them, but you know, don't hurt me with the Halloween movies. Evil Dies Tonight. All right, right, Keith.
Yeah, that last one was great.
Thank you, thank you. That's all
you
I
want. We need a new Predator movie. When's the next Predator movie?
Yeah, Jordan Peele did Candyman. That was an old one they approached him with. He helped write it.
They did announce the new another Predator movie. I know that.
Yeah, but that's The Prey. Like, I want, like...
That's a Hulu movie. That's not a movie.
I don't think we're getting a... Other than the Prey sequel, and that's about it. No, I don't want to highlight some of the Predator movie that we talked about on Fake Movie Experts. And
The Prey did kick a lot of ass, though.
The Prey did, yes.
Yeah.
Was that an actual like Hulu movie, or was that a
it
movie
was,
that was going
to
get released and then got fucked by like COVID?
I think it was a
ended
COVID.
Up on streaming.
It was gonna go to theaters, but like barely, I think.
Yeah, I think it might have been. I'm looking at it here. No, I think it's just.
I'm also a little convinced they were lying, and it was always gonna go to streaming.
It feels like they're starting to reverse that stance. That it's not like you can't make enough money. Funnily enough. Like making big budget movies and releasing them on streaming. Because it feels like Netflix is pulling out of that game, especially after the fucking stupid money they gave that jackass to make bad movies.
I'm trying. I didn't at the Oscars. Did someone take a shot? Or I saw someone take a shot that like big franchises should not try and spend over $100 million for.
Oh yeah. We need to make that. That was a good speech. He's like, instead of like $1 billion movie, maybe we should make like $10-100 million movies.
And yeah. I think there's places for all of it. I think there's two.
Yeah.
I think A24 is really feeling that role with like midder budget different films, and like they're branching out on what they're making now. Like they had a very set, like this is what we make, and it feels like they're reaching further now. And I hope they've like at some point be like, we should make mid-budget comedies. But maybe we'll see if they ever try to go for that. I'm excited for the fucking, because it comes out this week, the new Kristen Stewart movie. I'm excited to go see that one.
Yeah. Love Bleeding, Love Lies, something like that. Yeah.
Love Lies Bleeding.
Yeah.
Bodies, Bodies, Bodies was a comedy, I thought. That was pretty good.
I still need to see that. That looked good.
It's a good like culty dumb party movie. It's very
The Blackening fucking slaps. I love The Blackening.
Yep.
It starts a little slow, like the first like quarter to a third of the movie. I'm like, oh no, this might not be very good. But then like it finds its footing for the last two thirds, and it's so goddamn good.
Cool.
Bodies, Bodies, Bodies is on Paramount streaming, so I think it went to it like last month too. What do you guys watch this past week besides the Oscars?
I didn't watch. I went and saw Kung Fu Panda 4. Took the kids to that. Perfectly serviceable children's movie. It felt a little phoned in. Felt a little like, hey, we haven't done one of these in a while. Let's hold our IP. Make a little cash grab. Introduce Awkwafina as a new character. And I mean, there were bits that I laughed. I got a good chuckle from. The plot was pretty paper thin, but like, whatever.
I did hear rumors that they thought about maybe trying to do like live action kung fu fight scenes, but then, you know, switch them into the animation. But they never did that.
Yeah, it was serviceable. Kept up on my Bad Batch, which is just fucking baller so far this season. I think it's setting up for a potentially like depressing ending, which is what it should be at this point in the Star Wars universe. Like, a lot of these people don't show up, obviously, in the original trilogy. So, like, a lot of them should die and not be able to be seen because it's fucking a tragic time in the galaxy far, far away under Empire control. And then, yeah, that's about it. I didn't watch much this week. It's been a fucking insanely busy week. So that's about all I got in.
Keith?
Let's see. There was another thing I secretly watched, but I can't remember it. So I think I'll just touch on my video games a little bit, and then maybe I'll dive into the one you and I both watched, Joe. Right. But I've been progressing on to a really funny part of Final Fantasy Rebirth. And I think the internet, I'm not too up on it, but I guess the internet's abuzz with this particular moment in the game where you have to do a bunch of work, and you try to earn swimsuits for each character.
Jesus.
And it's very funny. It's like, it's good comedy, because it's like the anime, all like the ladies in the group are like beautiful, Aerith and Tifa. They're all like, it's all funny. And then you get Cloud, who's this like just dour, serious guy, and he's wearing like board shorts and has like a surfboard shit. Yeah, it was just good comedy, good fun, wholesome. It was very wholesome.
Apparently in the PC version, or I guess someone might have had a modded PlayStation, they were able to adjust it so that all the girls were muscle mommies.
I saw that's so funny. People be putting their kinks out there.
Muscle mommy's big right now, as we will see with the new Kristen Stewart movie.
Yeah.
People like their muscle mommies.
Yeah, it's like the mommy thing was big in Resident Evil 8.
Yeah, Village.
Character. Yeah, Village. That movie, that character was hilarious. She was awesome.
Madame
Dimitrescu.
Yeah, Dimitrescu.
Yeah, she...
Step on me, 8-foot vampire mommy.
Love. That was such a good boss. She was so good. That game was creepy. But yeah, played games a little bit, not much time, kind of a busy week also. Getting used to this work and life thing. I've been going to bed stupid early. But
if you want to get into some old Final Fantasy games, Sweatland, Square Enix just started a publisher sale. So a bunch of the older Final Fantasies are on sale right now, at least on Xbox.
Yeah. I never played I always heard that six is one of like the most popular ones.
Six is on there to buy. Seven is original. Seven is on there to buy. 10 and 10-2, which are some of my favorites.
Nice.
So like, yeah, and then 15, like the newest one, the newest like main story one, not the MMO.
This 16? That was the newest. There was one before.
No, 15 is the newest one, I thought. 16 is the next one.
I thought 16 was like the Game of Thrones one they just put out. But
that hasn't come out yet, has it?
Oh, it came out last year, I thought. It was the big
Oh,
one
it did
last
come
year.
out last year.
Yeah.
Apparently, that game must not have been well received because I have not heard much about that game. Oh, it's a
It was pretty big.
91%. Apparently, it's very well liked.
It was pretty. All the video game people I trust were kind of like, eh. I guess it's kind of stupid, like with this story. But
It's Final
anyways,
Fantasy. Final Fantasy usually has pretty
yeah.
stupid stories.
Comparative. I mean, like within the Final Fantasy
Oh, like
verse, and
compared
like,
to Final Fantasy stories?
yeah, compared to other Final Fantasy stuff. But oh, I tortured Sammy
In
because
the Maestro, we got it.
she's not a terrible fan of these movies, but I was in a huge Hellraiser mood. So I put on Hell. I watched Hellraiser 2 and loved it. Hellraiser 1 and 2 are classics.
Nice.
Hellraiser 2, and then Joe, on 3 we'll say Stanicky. 3, Stanicky. We watched Ricky Stanicky.
Wait a minute. Hang on.
You
Hang
gave
on.
him no chance to actually like connect
You
on
said,
that.
yes, to Nikki, but you said on three, but then you went three right away. And instead of like three, like, one, two, three,
I
you just went
never
on, you went on
never
three.
lied.
Three.
I never
People,
lied. You know,
I wish to tell
pick
you
up
that these
one.
were like bits that Keith does, but it's
No,
just Keith. It's just
on
who Keith
three,
is.
on three.
Honestly, I didn't think that was funny.
Well, you set it up,
It's not
dude.
that it's funny, it's that what you did became funny because you are who you are. And it's not a bad thing, it's what we love about you.
Know, maybe I'm doing some like ninth level shit, and it was a ninth level bit.
No, I've known you for our entire lives. I know it's not that.
Stanicky.
Stanicky.
Yes, we did watch Ricky Stanicky. Almost at the same time.
Yeah, we
And
live tweeted each
we
other.
live tweeted. Yep. By that I mean just text each other.
Yeah, that's not live. It's not live tweeting.
Yeah, we live tweeted.
It was a movie.
The movie made me feel like dark about humans. It
Yeah.
made me
So,
like
I mean, it's
they
literally a
were.
movie about three terrible human beings.
They
So,
are. Yeah, but
they are
that's comedy.
terrible.
Comedies do that. I
Yeah.
think the way to set the table for this movie is these three people are the most sociopathic, dark,
Yeah.
unforgivable monsters that do not get redeemed.
Yeah, like when I saw the trailers and they're like, Ricky kept saying how they're terrible people, like in my mind I'm like, "Oh, they might, there might be a redeeming factor to all like to their group type thing." And there's not.
Which, and that off that premise works if you write it right, and it's like Seinfeld. It's like Seinfeld. That works in Seinfeld. They're pretty horrible, but that's like what that's the bit.
That's the bit.
In
This
this
they were
one,
just
they
terrible.
like it's Zac Efron, and that like dark, extremely unfunny redhead guy,
Yeah.
whatever that actor's name. But these three people, they want us to think that they have like a heart of gold, and by the end, they have learned a lesson. And
Yeah,
it was streaming.
the only funny thing, and I think Keith agrees, is that John Cena's character,
No, the spoof songs were good.
Rock Hard Rod,
Yeah.
would do spoof songs, but they're about like hand jobs and blow jobs and coming.
Yeah, very
So
funny.
it's just very funny. It was just him singing, dressed up as the artist, singing covers of songs about being horny.
This movie, it was like almost a horror movie with like the level of like manipulation and darkness these people were doing.
And there are storylines to the characters that they mention for no reason. There's no like cover up. There's no why did you bring up this storyline about Zac Efron and his dad for no
Yeah.
reason? For no reason. They even like there's no end game to any of that.
Yeah, I'm guessing they just had to like, I don't know, maybe they had to make this movie. It's one of those, I don't
Well, yeah. I saw
know.
that Efron made this movie right after he did Iron Claw, so like for him it was a break
Also,
because
he
of
looked funny
yeah.
in this movie. He looked really funny.
Yeah. Well, he did come off a broken jaw, so
I know, but not that. I know his face. He was like, but he was like, oh, he's on steroids right now.
But 5 stars for Ricky Stenicky.
Yeah, anyways, very good.
For myself, besides Ricky Snicky, I did watch. I missed the first 20, but it was on TV. It was either watching bad takes on TV or I watched the Social Network again.
Whoa, the Fincher?
Yeah, I really like it.
That'd be fun to go back and rewatch. I haven't seen it since it came out.
Still
good.
That'd
be fun to.
Still good.
That's a movie that I'm surprised that they let get made because it didn't make any of them actually look like decent human beings.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Like, it makes fucking what's-his-face look like a fucking, yeah, it looks Zuckerberg looks like an awful human being through the entire thing. Like, he starts the whole thing off of, like, raiding women. Like, he just looks like a dirtbag the whole time. I'm like,
face smash.
Did you think this was gonna look good for him?
They somehow made him the hero of the movie,
and then
I watched
fucking,
that.
Goddamn, Justin Timberlake playing a douchebag just really worked.
Napster, right? The
Yeah,
Napster guy?
He was a Napster
Sean
guy.
Parker, yeah. Watched that, so that was still entertaining. Me and the producer finished season 2 of The Bear.
If you like The Social Network, Joe, you might like Dumb Money, because Dumb Money is like in that type of realm of movie getting created, and Dumb Money was a good fucking movie. I really like Dumb Money.
I need to go back to the days that, like, and you guys probably agree upon, you would put on a TV network, a movie network, and just watch the fucking movie that's on it, because there's a movie at 8 o'clock you want to watch. So, like, the 6 o'clock movie's on, like,
oh,
whatever.
Yeah, you
I'm just gonna just watch that.
You'd put something on so that you could, so you wouldn't miss what you wanted to watch.
Yep.
Yeah.
I
that
miss
used to
those
be a
days.
Big thing for lead in ratings.
Yep.
Lead in ratings and go out ratings, but it's not really a thing, and now it is.
But yeah, I might give Dumb Money a try. Finished season 2 of The Bear, and I strongly recommend it.
It might be what we go to next when we finally like get some time to sit down and finish Letterkenny.
Yeah, I would recommend it. They announced today that they're doing season 3 and 4 back to back. And now they're already filming season 3. So,
don't they plan to release it like in June or something? Like
all
it's
of
like
them
an
in June.
Insane like release schedule.
Yeah, all of them in June. It's like a dump, I guess. That's what I saw. But no, I strongly recommend The Bear. Keith, once you get to the episode called Fishes, that is a doozy of an episode.
Cool.
But yeah, it's a fantastic show. It's one of those things that people are like, oh, this show is okay, this show's good, and I'm like, I'll wait. And then the producer watched season 1 by herself and then forced me to watch season 2, and I'm happy she did. So I mean, season 1 again. So, strongly recommend. So, I guess that's it for today, right, guys? Unless Keith got anything else to say.
No, no, that's it. Maestro should have won Best Picture and Actor and Director.
And for that being said, you can go to nocellentertainment.com. That's right, nocellentertainment.com, where you can find all the things we do for you. You can find us all on the social medias like Facebook, Twitter, X, Instagram, or the No Cell Discord. But again, you can find Keith on peepingkeiths.com, where what it is, it's just them looking through peepholes at a McDonald's. Don't know why, they just do. They're looking for their Big Mac. You can also listen to us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you listen to your podcasts.